Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour, hosted by David Castello. My name's Angela, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star then zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded for replay purposes, and now I'd like to hand over to David. Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you very much, Angela. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is David Castello. For those of you that haven't met me yet, I am the civils RAM, and looking forward to taking you through the events of the past week during this safety hour call today. So starting off, top of the list is a record of the safety hour attendance for last week. Unfortunately, this is showing as 59% this week, which is significantly less than we usually record. So just a reminder to everyone to make sure that they record all of their safety hours and make sure that the numbers are sent through to the appropriate email address so we accurately record that data. Yeah, we can all see the benefits of attending meetings such as this one, just refreshing key matters so we can help disseminate through all of our teams each week. More positively, 120 close calls reported last week, which is much higher than usual. So there's obviously a lot of very good pairs of eyes on the ground and people making sure that they report everything that they observe. So let's keep that up and then also reflect that in our safety hours going forwards. So over the past week, there's been a number of safety incidents. I'll take you through the main items on the list. It starts with a member of Haddon Peeway walked through an access gate and slipped on some wet mud and then as a consequence of that fell over and landed on some abandoned troughing, sustaining an injury to his back. So I get two observations from this. So the immediate one was the access point, you know, appropriately maintained? You know, do we have appropriate surfacing as we go through access points? So is there supposed to be, you know, is there any proper concrete or hard surfacing, or was this purely, you know, just a vegetated access point? And the second one was, why was the troughing left outside the gate? Surely that should have been tidied away and put in an appropriate location. So that person ended up with an injury as a result of that. So that has been close called and the troughing was since removed. Item on the 2nd of February, at Clapham, a detonator protection placed down in Clapham Yard, and then the train within the yard then ran over them. So a question about operating procedure and were movements known? And should, is that protection appropriate for the activity that was taking place? We've got a few on the 2nd of February, so not a very good day for safety events. The next one was a welding and grinding technician was pushing a trolley. So a loaded trolley was on a gradient, and the colleague's back gave way with a sharp pain. So for this event, was it the right activity to be carrying out? Was there an alternative method rather than pushing a trolley up a steep gradient? Whether it was the correct methodology being used in terms of lifting and moving of objects, so in terms of manual handling regulations, and maybe there was you know, a pre-known injury or weakness to the individual's back. That's obviously supposition, but if we do know we have a pre-existing injury, we just need to make sure that our colleagues and managers are aware so that we're not asked to do tasks which are inappropriate for our capability. Just a prompt on that, for those people that can see the Wessex Safety Hour website at the minute, just to the right of this particular incident, note, there's a column on the right-hand side which has support material archive. So just a reminder that if you dip into any of those highlighted words in that box, it will take you to a link of relating to similar incidents, which can help provide more context and information for any briefings you need to give to colleagues. And then following on down to the next incident was, again, a member of P-Way unloading tools from a van and then tripped on a wire which was concealed by leaves, and then the injury sustained as he fell. Again, I guess this is more perhaps tidy railway. Why was the wire left on the ground? Was it from a previous activity, lack of good housekeeping, leading to a further injury to a colleague? The next item was at Guildford Station, carrying out some concreting works and then trying to protect themselves from the wind and the rain just so that a task could go ahead. So a very temporary tent-like structure put over the top of the working area to protect against the elements was insufficient and got knocked over in the wind, causing an injury to the operative. So the challenge for this one is whether that was the appropriate and safe working method. Was the shelter designed for spec moth? And surely the more appropriate option would have been to apply appropriate shelter or to postpone the works until the strong winds and rain had passed. Then moving on to item in Salisbury, there was a road traffic collision. Substantial collision where the Network Rail car rolled as an outcome of the crash. Thankfully, the mom managed to get out of the vehicle without substantial injury and just suffering from shock. So just to reinforce the life-saving rules, the mom was obviously wearing their seatbelt, having got out of that crash without the injury, so that's fantastic. But yeah, just a very pertinent reminder that it's there for a reason. And that safety belts are an amazing feature in all of our cars we should be using. The last item that was recorded last week was at Salisbury, and a gas main was ruptured in some platform works. So apparently the CAT scan was carried out prior to the works, but the gas main wasn't detected, and then subsequently it was found that it wasn't listed in the hazard directory or came up through a buried services search. And just a reminder to people that the hazard directory can be obtained through search on Connect, and then buried services requests can be sent through to the contact details on the front of that page as well. In this instance, it appears that the correct searches were carried out, but the data was incorrect. So we need to find out why that's occurred. Hopefully that's now been rectified in the system to prevent future possible incidents occurring. So please, if you are aware of anything that you observe on the network, feel free to just make sure you challenge and find out whether things are on the hazard directory. So when you start carrying out work and there's some surprise there, make sure you record it and feed that back so that the system can be improved in terms of data quality. So that finalises all of the safety incidents from the past week. Then moving on to the next section, which is about occupational health information for us all. There's an employee newsletter which has just been issued, which is the first link you can see on the page. That takes you to the first item here, which is about getting on with people. So a crucial part of our day-to-day activity, without getting on with our colleagues and other clients and suppliers and what have you, we're never going to achieve what we need. Sometimes people find that to be a real skill. Some people are easier to get on with than others. Hopefully when we come off the call into the Q&A section, you'll be very kind and easy to get on with for me. But you can be, you know, very forgiving. Do we need to be understanding? What have you. So just building up tolerance and the right behaviours, essentially treating people how you'd want to be treated yourselves, can help feeling of depression and well-being as we go forward. So quite a pertinent subject, particularly given recent safety hours have also covered the issues of mental well-being. It's an increasing topic of awareness for us all. And this two-page newsletter sums up things very succinctly from Validium, so I recommend that as a read for you all. It won't take more than a couple of minutes to scan through the main headings in there. Then there are separate posters that can be put up in your offices and work areas, just for the pertinent issues going forwards. Lastly, there is an employee assistance program flyer. So again, linking through to the services that Validium can provide to us all. Again, something that I very much recommend that gets displayed on notice boards and in the obvious areas around the offices. So just reinforcing that Validium can provide counselling support to us, legal services, financial debt and awareness, health and wellbeing advice, manager support, and there's also lots of downloadable help sheets as well, linking to other specialist resources. And a reminder of their main contact numbers and relevant web pages and our access for people's getting to the Network Rail linked site. So please have a scan through that, and again, promote that to your colleagues. For more assistance we can give colleagues, or at least for them to be aware that it exists for their help, is a great assistance to us all. Lastly, on the Wessex Safety Hour page, the contact details for our Validium Group contact, who is Carol Chalmers Hunt. Her email address and worker mobile phone numbers are all on the page. So please, if you have any questions relating to Validium, if you contact Carol directly, she'll be very happy to help us. So that concludes my run through of the content on the Wessex Safety Hour page today. So please, just another reminder, let's keep going with the safety hours and record those that have been attended. And to reinforce the fact that there's an excellent archive of support material on various subject matters on the page on the right hand side. So please use that if you need to get more evidence for future briefings. Thank you for your time today. I'll now open the floor to questions and answers. Angela, if you're ready.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key, ensuring you're not on mute. If you decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. Star then one on the telephone, record your name and press the hash key. We have no questions at this time, David.
Okay, fine. So if I just summarise for the moment and then someone comes in, then I'll happily answer the question. So for the safety events that have happened over the past week, the issues really, the prominent one relates to safety of moving around, just being aware of their surroundings. And so if people are very mindful of their footing, but that will help with improvements in safety. Don't rush, just watch where you're treading. And the other is around lifting and moving of objects. So I know there's some assistance and a focus that's going to be coming out on manual handling, just a refresh for everyone. So please just make sure that as you're lifting or moving objects, you do think about your back and using your legs rather than your back to push large weights around. And if you're not confident you can carry out the task, raise your hand, let people know, and then alternative methods can be found. So if there's no calls, no questions, thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon, and I'm happy to conclude the call.
Thank you. That concludes your call for today, ladies and gentlemen. That you may now disconnect. Thanks for joining and have a good day.